Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Bet Sweats Friday morning, so we're breaking down all the NFL and college football plays throughout the morning. It's been too long since we've talked to Gio Gallant, a friend over at the Action Network. He's on social media on X at GDog5000, and he's got Action Playbook Live every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to get you set for the day in the NFL prop betting. Jill, how you been? And why don't you – it's been a while since we've talked, so why don't you remind our audience what exactly you hone in on when it comes to betting the NFL? You don't do sides or totals. You've got other angles.
Yeah, and again, I think it was I was supposed to come back on the show in week two, and my schedule it didn't work out. So I'm glad that I could get back on here because it was August, I think, the last time I got to come on the show with you guys. So with myself, it's not that I don't necessarily focus on sides and totals so much, but because a lot of my work is focused on the touchdown market, anytime touchdown market, interception props, because I'm focusing so much on those markets, the time spent is just not as much there on the sides, but you do have to at least take that stuff into consideration when you are betting touchdown props. Cause you know, if a team is a big underdog, maybe there could be a likelihood, maybe they're throwing a little bit more in the second half, which could lead itself to being more for touchdown props. And of those touchdown props, what I do now, so every Sunday I used to host the touchdown show. That's what I would give out, my favorite touchdown props, all that cool stuff. But now that's actually shifted to Thursday nights, and I'm actually co-hosting it with Chris Raybon and Sean Kerner, and that gets now published on the Action Network YouTube page and Action Network podcast. And then, of course, we're doing Action Playbook Live each Sunday morning. But yeah, touchdown props every week, interception props. Last night was a bit of a snoozer for touchdown props from a Broncos Raiders standpoint. I was just happy that I was able to cash in on that Bo Nix interception.
So our audience, we've tried to train to not make these massive parlays because they don't hit. When you're parlaying seven things together, odds are against you, and the books know that, but they want you to do that. So let's say we're building a three-leg parlay. Let's do this over the course of this segment.
Sure.
Let's build a three-leg touchdown score. Your first pick would be who? If we're building a three-teamer, who's the first guy you're looking at?
It's got to be Trey McBride right now. Trey McBride, to me, is playing the best at the position in the NFL. And it's crazy because I've written off Jacoby Brissett probably three different times in his career. And now playing with the Cardinals, he has just given McBride a whole new life. Three games with him as the starter, 32 targets, four end zone targets, four touchdowns. The Seahawks, though, they are a bit of a tougher challenge, which is why we're getting Trey McBride anywhere around like plus 220 right now. But they do play a lot of zone and a lot of too high safety, both of those at the top three rate. And he leads the team in targets per route run against both of those coverages. So I think Trey McBride is a great first leg for this parlay.
Okay, yeah, McBride. Sir, I noticed the same thing with Murray. It's like, okay, this guy's productive. How come he's not getting into the end zone? And then all of a sudden, Brissett comes in. He's get four touchdowns in a matter of three games. So that's been cashing at a very good rate.
Yeah, it's crazy when the quarterback could see over the line of scrimmage, right?
Yes, it's very true, very true. I think there's going to be scoring in Bears-Giants. What do you think? If there is scoring, that means a lot of touchdowns are hitting.
Yeah, and I think the main thing with the Bears offense is, like, I loved Roma Dunze coming into this year, very high on him, and you could get his touchdown odds at the beginning of the year, anything over plus 200. But right now what's happening is a lot of teams are blanketing coverage over to him. And even though he does thrive against man coverage, which the Giants play at the second highest rate, a lot of single high safety, it's actually Olamide Zaccheaus, who I would actually pivot to, who's around plus 425. 15 targets over the last two games with three red zone targets. He caught his first touchdown last week against the Bengals. And Rome Odunze, he leads the team in targets per route run against man coverage, but it's actually Zacchaeus who's second on the team ahead of, you know, DJ Moore, Colston Loveland, Luther Burden. So the Giants as well, their pass defense, eight passing touchdowns allowed over the last three games. They're bottom five in targets, catches, and yards to wide receivers. So this isn't me saying don't take Rome Odunze. This is saying that Olamide Zacchaeus, anything over plus 400 is great value in that game.
Okay, so you like that, but I can tell, and I know you. I know you don't love that. So let's get back to what we were doing. McBride is the first. McBride's number one. Okay. Who's two and three? Let's build this out.
All right. Well, if we're going to start with something maybe a little bit lower odds, then I think we just go with Juwan Jennings right now with the 49ers. Right now, he is the wide receiver one in this offense. People do kind of forget, but last year, he cooked that Rams team when he was the wide receiver one after Ayuk went out. Three touchdowns over almost 200 yards receiving. And I love the odds that we're getting right now on Juwan Jennings at plus 245 in a game that I think is going to be a little bit more higher scoring, and especially from a Niners standpoint who have to try to keep pace with this Rams offense. If you're looking for more chalky, Kyren Williams right now is at around plus 120. That's probably the one that I love the most, but Juwan Jennings in that game is offering the best value.
All right, so you got your three, Sam? He likes three. He likes three.
So we could do this. We could do Kyren Williams and Trey McBride. Those could be the first two. We could start with that.
Okay. Oh, so Jennings is out then. Okay, all right.
I love Jennings, but it sounds like you want me to give you somebody that's a little bit more closer to like plus 120, plus 130.
No. I never said that. I said give me three. Utah gets two. I need three. So, all right. Okay. So McBride. And who's two?
Juwan Jennings, then. We're going with Juwan Jennings.
Jennings, okay.
Oh, okay. So
now we need a third.
No, I'm going with what my heart is. I thought I was trying to concede to you because it sounded like when I brought up the Zacchaeus angle, you're like, yeah, it sounds like a bit of a stretch there. So Jennings, let's see Jennings.
I didn't think you liked it, though. If you like Zacchaeus, by all means, maybe I was wrong. I apologize.
Okay, so let's use those two as the first two legs of the parlay.
Okay.
Here's one, the final one. This is a he's due pick because everybody loves that. That's the bartender angle, right, Sam? Like, you know, he's due. So Dalton Schultz right now with the Texans. Yes. He's around 3-1. The Jags defense, 25th in defensive DVOA from FTN to tight ends this year, 8 touchdowns to the position. Davis Mills is starting. I don't think it's going to be that much of a downgrade from Stroud. I'm not saying Stroud isn't good, but Davis Mills, give him a week of practice. I think they'll be able to move the ball on this Jaguars defense. And I think Schultz is going to be that kind of safety blanket. He's second on the team in target share, second most routes run. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet this year, so this is the ultimate he is due game for Dalton Schultz.
Okay. I got the math, Joe. I got the math.
You got
ready?
It? Go.
Jennings, Schultz, McBride. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. 35-1.
Whoa.
I love it.
That's a good one.
That's very reminiscent. What I do every week, Sam, so I do a touchdown parlay every week for Action Network, but what we do is we call it the 180 challenge because one of the things you said off the top was that, you know, parlays, they can feel and more than likely are a little bit of a sucker bet sometimes. So what I've done is I've developed a system where you bet $10 a parlay per week, a touchdown prop, but it's got to be 18-1 or higher. And if you hit one, you're essentially – like at house money, like you're making house money at that point. So that's what I would do is that if you're always looking for a touchdown parlay each week, just stick to $10. You could put it at 18-1 or higher. And then that way you could scratch that itch without really, you know, overextending your bankroll on those kinds of things.
Okay. With Joe Gallant here on BetSweats, Joe O, Sammy P. International game, Falcons, Colts. Neither of us set like the side or the total. But is there a touchdown or interception prop that we should play?
Well, I definitely think there's a Colts touchdown prop that I love in this game, and that's Alec Pierce. Right now, he's around plus 260. I think he's going to be a very popular play this week, especially with A.D. Mitchell now traded, because generally Pierce's stock has always gone up when A.D. Mitchell is out or vice versa. Well, he is the Colts' deep threat. He's coming off a 16-target game. He plays the most snaps of any Colts wide receiver, and the big thing about the Falcons, a lot of zone, but they play single high safety at the highest rate in the NFL. He leads the Colts in targets per route run and yards per route run against single high safety looks. So I think he's going to catch a bomb, long bomb touchdown over the top on that defense.
You also dabble. You were one of the first people that I've ever talked to that was literally handicapping interception props. And I thought, he's probably onto something. But then when you started betting them and winning them, they started making everybody favor to throw a pick. So you probably helped ruin the market on interceptions. Does anything stand out this week for INTs?
Yeah, Sam, 2 years ago, you could get plus money interception props pretty regularly. Like there was an average of about 12 to 13 quarterbacks. Now you probably get 5 or 6 per week. And a lot of the time it's not a great matchup for them. Their pass attempts market is pretty low. It's just a difficult spot to be in. But there's two props this week that I love for interceptions. And one of them is mostly priced. The other one is just for the matchup. The one that I love from a price standpoint this week, Josh Allen right now is around 2 to 1 to throw an interception. And I guess why I'm looking at this from a price standpoint is it's a bit unsettling for me when a quarterback has higher odds to throw an interception than to score an anytime touchdown. Like that's to me, that's already like a red flag. There's only two quarterbacks that really applies to, and that's Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. Well, Josh Allen in all 8 seasons, he averages at least 20 turnover worthy plays in the NFL. Last year when he won MVP, he cut that down to 15 turnover worthy plays. Well, this year, there's a little bit more positive luck coming, I think, because he only has 4 this year, and that's just not sustainable given the way that he plays quarterback, especially from a Dolphins standpoint. They're a bit of a mess defensively, but they blitz at the 4th highest rate in the NFL. They've gotten some recent games where they've had, 30% pressure per drop back. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to look at Josh Allen here, because last year, 11 of the 15 turnover-worthy plays that he had came on from pressure. And to me, that's just not sustainable where he's at this point. So again, at plus 190 in a divisional game on the road, this is to me that I thought this was going to be closer to a coin flip, maybe plus 110. So we're getting plus 190 right now for Josh Allen to throw an interception in Miami.
There are some games, Joe, that have ugly totals. We're talking sub 40, the Browns and the Jets, Jaguars and the Texans. I mean, bad games, right? But what I'm thinking in your world, like, do you look at it and say, yeah, that's bad, but maybe I can find something here because I should get better numbers because there shouldn't be many touchdowns in these games? Or do you focus on those high total games?
Well, I think it goes both ways. With the low total games, a lot of the time what I like to do is look at the top guys to see how they're grading against the expected scores. So if the Jets are, only expected to score 17 points, but Garrett Wilson is plus 160, that doesn't make any sense. There's not enough touchdowns to go around. Whereas this week, he's around plus 240 to score a touchdown. And that's actually a little bit better where you're looking at that with Justin Fields at quarterback, because the Browns, they play man coverage at a top 3 rate. And Garrett Wilson has caught all of his touchdowns against man coverage this year. And 3 of the 4 touchdowns were scored with Justin Fields at quarterback. So this Browns defense, you can look through the splits. It's weird. At home, they're sensational. On the road, they give up so many points and a ton of touchdowns to wide receivers as well. So a lot of the time when I see a low total game like that, I like to look at the studs, see where their odds are and cross-reference it. And if it's value still on some of those higher end guys, then we'll go there. But if not, then we'll just start looking at the long shot angles. And right now for Browns Jets, unless you want to like take a shot on Dylan Gabriel at like 14 to 1, I would steer clear of any long shots in that game.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on that game. I can just not watch it, not follow it. We got to talk about it, but I'm good. I'm going to ask you about the Chiefs. And I know that you do a lot of props, but you're a smart guy. You're going to answer this question. Fine.
Sure.
The Chiefs are 5-4, and they're favored to win the AFC. When I say that out loud, what's your reaction to that?
That sounds crazy. Like, the 5-4. And I think the fact right now that KC is not likely to get the 1 seed, like at this rate. So they're going to have to go on the road. Now, we've watched them do that, go on the road to Buffalo and Baltimore and then go on to win the Super Bowl. But that's a tough road for any AFC team that, is probably just like a lot of teams, one injury away from, being regressed here. But I will say at the AFC, it's still at the top. I think you still, in a neutral site game or even just on the road, you would probably still take the Chiefs over Baltimore. You'd probably still take the Chiefs over the Bills. So it makes sense for why you would probably take the Chiefs in those spots and why they're still favored. But yeah, at 5-4, that's a very tricky spot for them to be able to win the AFC, given that they're probably going to have to go on the road for each game.
Joe, we've got about a minute left. Anything for Monday Night Football? Should be a pretty good one, Packers-Eagles.
I mean, it's pretty chalky, but anytime you can get Jalen Hurts at plus money to rush for a touchdown, you almost have to take it. I mean, he's around plus 140 right now. I get that, you know, the Packers defense is going to be a little bit stronger, but there's just so many outs for him to be able to score a touchdown. He could scramble for one inside the 10-yard line. He could get the tush push. There could be a DPI in the end zone that would just set him up as well. So, given the fact that Jalen Hurts only has 5 touchdowns this year, and he has had running back numbers for each of the last 3 seasons where he's had 12 to 15 rushing touchdowns, I think there's some positive regression coming on that front. This could be a game where he ends up scoring maybe like 2 or 3.
Gilles Gallant, check him out over at the Action Network. He has Action Playbook Live Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern. Follow him on socials at GDog5000. Thank you, Gilles. Best of luck this weekend, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys. Always appreciate coming on the show. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Coming up next, our 2-minute drill. Some of the games we did not spend a lot of time on, and find out where the room is at this weekend, NFL and college. That's next on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a lot to get to before we wrap things up. We've got the room. We've got a 2-minute drill, a bunch of games we did not get to. We've got to make our contest plays. Paul Aspen, where are we starting?
Let's run through some of these games that we are not as interested in, but we'll start with the Lions at the Commanders. I will be using a share of the Lions in Survivor. Where are you guys on this? The 8.5-point favorite.
Lions. They're winning. They're winning.
Are they covering?
Does it matter for Survivor?
Oh, okay. Oh, are you not using them in the contest? Just Survivor?
I'm just doing Survivor.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the okay. Lions. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. They will win. Boy, I mean, part of me is like, is this the bounce back spot? Mariota stinks. That's established. We understand. McLaurin's going to be missing again. Number of injuries. They put Marshawn Lattimore on IR the other day, too. So keep that in mind. A lot of their secondary is injured on the Washington side. So is this a bounce back spot for the Lions? They have scored 24 or less now 3 straight games. So we have not been seeing it. Playoff revenge? Maybe.
Mm.
8.5-point favorites last year. They lose outright to Jaden Daniels. Maybe that's been talked about. I could see Dan Campbell looking for something, some kind of motivation. Also, under the radar, a couple players that have been out since last year on the Lions defense are getting close. They've been limited this week. Pascal and the linebacker Malcolm Rodriguez, really good player. So they're starting to get healthier. So maybe we start to see that turnaround. I'm considering the Lions as a contest play. I'm close. I'm a little worried about their offense, but I shouldn't be worried about the Commandos defense. Maybe they make my top 5, maybe like my 4th or 5th favorite selection of the week.
Did you see the Joe Osborne stat about the Lions off a loss, either of you guys?
Mm-mm. I did.
What do you have?
Lions off an outright loss, 12-0 ATS. last 12 games.
Whoa. Wow. That's all Campbell, I assume.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Has to be.
Campbell and Goff.
I mean, he's been there since 21. They've lost 12 times in 5 years. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
High total of 49 as well. All right. Sunday Night Football. I don't know if this game's that interesting to me. Steelers at Chargers. I just think they're two mid teams, maybe two teams that aren't going to make the playoffs. Steelers are down to a plus 2.5 and total of 45, Sam.
I just respect the money in the game. I am on the fence with this one because I know my guy Vegas Rick likes it. Let me read those plays, by the way. I try and do it my best every Friday when he sends me the NFL list. So they're on. This is that guy that I've told you about, Joe, that just wins in the NFL. He's on Vikings, Eagles, Jags, Steelers. Now, they bet the Jags before the Stroud news because they get good numbers because they're professionals. But those are the four. And he sent me that list on Wednesday night. And I thought Steelers is interesting. I don't really like it. It's funny. Shope always calls me out. He's like, you get these games and don't bet them? I'm like, it's a fair question. You're like, isn't the guy the best ever? Yes. Why don't you bet them all? I don't know. Anyways.
Kind of like the room.
Steelers.
You know?
100%. Shope's like, wait, this guy wins and you don't want to tail him on all four? No. I'm the idiot for sure. Then you look at the board this morning and the threes are disappearing. So these guys bet 3.5, and now we're at 2.5 on the dog side. So when they bet those dogs, I mean, that's where they live. They live in that short dog range. 2, 3, 4, 5, that's usually a lot of their plays. I mean, that's where the Eagles live. That's where the Steelers live. What's another one? Vikings? There you go. Plus 4. And then the injury stuff on Stroud they were ahead of. But that's one of their bets. So when they bet it, we should probably be tailing, Paul, I guess is my long-winded answer.
I'm worried about the Chargers moving forward. And now you've got, what is the Steelers defense? I'm trying to figure it out. I don't get it. They created a lot of turnovers last week against the Colts. I'm not sure. Here's what I do know. I know this Chargers offense isn't going to be as good moving forward. Now you got Alt out for the season. You already had Slater out for the year. I believe he's a third tackle, Bobby Hart. He has a groin injury. He's not been practicing this week. So are we down to the fourth and fifth tackles against Watt and company, against Highsmith? That's concerning a little bit. So I understand why they're on the three. I don't think those are going to last. You mentioned they're already going away. I think they'll all be gone. So if you like Pittsburgh, I would bet that now. I also like the under, guys, and this has been dropped a little bit. 45, like which team is scoring in this game? I don't trust either offense with their current state. So I think it's a dog play. It's an under play here.
Like the underlook. Justin Herbert, by the way, 8 interceptions this season, 4 back of Geno, who has 12. Bills at Dolphins. Joe, I know you got survivor angles on the Bills. Bills minus 9.5. Total of 50.
All right. Remember a couple weeks ago when the Ravens were getting serious, they were removing all the games from the locker room. Dolphins are doing that. They took the Papa shot out. The Papa shot is out of the locker room. It worked for the Ravens. They're thinking it's going to work for the Dolphins on Bills week. Okay. Good luck with that. They do have extra rest off of that hideous performance Thursday night football. I was thrilled to see that the Bills defense is looking healthier, that you had Bosa, Jones, Johnson, all practicing yesterday. We'll see the final injury report. While that's been getting some headlines, the Bills side, I think what people are not talking about is what about the Dolphins side? Okay. So they trade Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Rasul Douglas, both starters, not practicing this week. Limited on the line, Zach Sealer. You've got Bradley Chubb, both starting safeties, all limited. We're talking about maybe with the Phillips trade, maybe missing 6-7 starters on defense against the Bills.
I'm not betting the Bills to cover the 9.5 or whatever this number ends up going to. I'm just hoping for a Bills win. And the way this sets up, it should be the Bills in a rout, but I certainly understand Sam's hesitation on that after the KC game.
All I want is for the Patriots to lose and the Bills to win. Shrink that gap, baby. Shrink that gap. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could see it. Should happen, right? That's what the numbers say.
I'll be using the Bills and Joe's Rich People League, which we're down to, I think, 40 people. All right. Yeah. Saints at Panthers. I hope a ton of people take the Panthers. So they are Saints plus 5.5, total 39.5 in Carolina.
I'll just repeat what I said the other day. Full credit to Ben Fox. This is a nugget. It's not a thought. It's not a bet. The Carolina Panthers have not won or covered a game as a favorite in over 4 years. September 2021. 0-10, straight up and against the spread as a favorite.
Yeah, there's a pool where I've used Buffalo, I've used Detroit, I used Denver, and right now I've got Carolina slotted in, and I don't feel good about it.
Ooh, baby.
But there are not a lot of options to go with. I think that streak ends here, but it is worth bringing up. 10 games in a row, going back to 2021. Let's see if Rico Dowdle's playing. He was limited in practice yesterday. He's going to be key. One thing that the Panthers do well, they run the football. And it's interesting, if you look at the last few weeks, we have a flip, right? I said, you know what, Chuba, thank you for your service. Dowdle's our guy now. The Dowdle prop is 87.5 rushing yards. So they're saying, like, yeah, no, this is the dude for the Panthers now. This thing's a wrap here for Hubbard, at least for right now. It should be him getting the majority of the work, which I find to be interesting. Kamara limited, Dowdle limited. So I want to see where those running backs stand. But for now, I do think Carolina wins. There's no way in hell I'm laying 5.5 with this team.
All right. And the game everyone's been waiting for, Browns at the Jets. Browns minus 2, total 38. Feel free to not take the full 2 minutes on this one.
Nope, not betting it. Not betting it. The interesting thing is, okay, let's see if the Jets show up or they quit. Sauce, you trade Quinnen Williams. Are you quitting on the season with a rookie head coach? Is he going to get fired at the end of the year, or are you going to have some fight? You're going to show up. On the Browns side, Stefanski lost play calling duties again. It's Tommy Rees calling the plays. When they did that last year, there was a short bump. I believe it was Dorsey. Yeah, it was Dorsey last year. They did have a little bit of a bump. Does that happen? I don't want to bet the side. I could argue both sides of it. Should the Browns be favored by 2 over any NFL team? Like, I don't want to do anything with the side. But without Quinnen Williams, Judkins makes a lot of sense. I think it's going to be a Judkins game. That number's 81.5.
All right, let's go to the room.
Where's the room?
All right, where are we at?
Since we're in the NFL, let's stick in the NFL. Five fifth most bet sides at BetMGM for the NFL weekend. Number 5, I really hope this is just a spread play and not a survivor sort of deal. Bills minus 9.5.
Ooh.
Makes sense.
Are you concerned
Definitely
at all
makes
about
sense.
Him?
I'm not really, which famous last not words. Either. I just think the Dolphins stink, and like you said, they're missing a bunch of pieces. Like, yeah, Bills should be motivated.
How are their backups? How are their defensive backs? They're a bad defense to begin with. Now go against Josh Allen, probably James Cook, you know?
Right. And they can't really let themselves let down off
there
the
we
Chiefs.
Go. Here's the wet blanket. Go ahead.
No, quick follow-up on the whole 5-5th FIEF argument. We had a teacher at Carmel who was a nun. She could not say 5, and she was this old lady that used to scream at us. Freshman year math, she could not say 5. she'd say Fife, Fife. It's like F-I-E-F. So the kids would go, are you saying Fife? Fife! She could not say five. And it was the funniest thing to a bunch of 14-year-old boys. Nothing was funnier than her saying Fife. Could not say
so
five.
You'd go anyway. You'd go out of your way to make her say that number.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I yeah. do it, like we'd go up to the board and do math and like say it was like an 8 and a 4. Say it was 74 times 28. You make the first number on the bottom right a 5, and she'd be like, it's not 5, it's 2. And you'd be like, what's that? Wait, what? Because she didn't understand the bit. It's not, what's 8 times 4? Oh, 32. Why is there a 5? She'd get so mad in the class.
74 times 28 was a wild number to start with, by the way.
Well, I'm just giving you the first digit if you know how to do math like the way we were taught. I don't know how they're teaching kids these days, but. It was just write a 2 and carry the 3.
Yeah. It's very different. And I can't help. I can't help. Like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Watch a video on YouTube.
Sorry, Paul. There was a strange rant about the number 5, but carry on.
Very strange, but on we go. Number 4, the Ravens. Sam will be happy to hear this. Ravens -4.
Let's go.
Good. Good.
Love it.
Number 3 is interesting. I don't know. Okay. Kind of oppo of what we thought. Bucks -2.5.
This is for tickets.
Yes.
Okay. My counter is, did you see the money? Because I saw somebody, Ben Fox, tweet this out. Far and away, most money, Bucks. Like 92% of the money.
That makes sense.
Which made me feel better.
So public and sharps on Tampa, which is fine. I'm not too concerned about it.
Okay. I think we'll get New England money this weekend.
Are the Eagles a public dog? Second most bet side of BetMGM.
Yeah. Damn. I'm not too concerned. I'm honestly not. I'm much more concerned when my plays are in the college room. And let's update the records when we come back so we have the college and the NFL records. So Eagles are 2. Who's number 1 in the room, NFL?
Detroit Lions, -8.
Wow.
Yep, not doing that one.
Wow. No.
No, me either. Me either.
NFL record, 16-38-1 for -14.8 units.
I mean, maybe we should be looking at this room more, Sam.
Wait, 16-38?
And 1.
Holy crap. And college
on the board.
That's down a lot more than that, isn't it?
They went 1-4 last week.
Hmm. All right. I'm glad, though. I'm a little worried about Tampa.
They had a 5-0 week a couple weeks back. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Joe O. Sammy P. Got Paul Aspen here. We'll find out about the room and our contest plays. College football, more NFL before we get out of here at the top of the hour. This is BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, college football room plays coming up in just a moment. Looking at the schedule this weekend in college, Sam, it's not as bad as last weekend where we're missing all the best games. I'm interested in Indiana, Penn State. I know it's a bigger number, but that game's on Fox. We've got, BYU, Texas Tech. That's an ABC game. So that's tough on the YouTube TV people. Oregon, Iowa on CBS. So that is good news. LSU, Alabama on ABC. That's a tough one. Notre Dame plays Saturday night. Texas A&M, Missouri, ABC. That sucks.
Nope. Not getting that.
Did you bet on Ohio State, Purdue? That's a BTN game.
I Did not get there. Didn't make the tip sheet. Have not bet it. I wanted to play Purdue, but just decided I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Okay, so not as bad. We bring Paul Aspen back in. Before we get to the college football room plays, which you really want, a quick correction on the NFL record in the room this year, right?
Yeah, I jumped or typed something wrong. It's the record for the NFL is not 16-38-1. It is 16-28-1 for negative 14.8 units.
Still bad.
Apologies to all.
Brutal. Bad. No, fine. It happens.
Losing 15 units, it's bad. The point stands.
And the record is worse in college. Way worse.
The college is actually much closer to what I originally said. 16-37-2 for minus 24.7 units. That's college.
Have they ever had a winning
week?
When
you have a bet that's in the college room, it's almost red button.
It's bad.
Abort mission. That's sort of where I go. And that's why I'm not looking forward to hearing Paul say Iowa's in the room.
They have one winning week, Joe.
Was it 3-2?
That's 3-2. Yeah.
And I think on one of them they got lucky because the closing number was not what they got. I think on one of them. But either way, like, they haven't had a 4-1, 5-0 week.
No, they have not. All right, ready?
Instantly. Yep, let's go.
All right. Love these first couple. Pavia, dead again. Vandy, minus 6.5.
God, they love to bet that guy.
Yeah.
They love him. I wanted to take Mizzou, but I just don't trust their freshman quarterback. I don't know what he is, and that's my concern against the Vandy. Oh, sorry. No, Vandy's got Auburn. My bad.
Yeah.
That's the fired coach bump.
Fired coach bump.
Yes. Fired coach bump.
Yeah.
6-1 ATS. That's right. I'm mixing my games here. Vandy already played Mizzou, obviously. That's how Pergula got hurt in Mizzou. My bad.
I wouldn't mind going Oppo there.
Auburn?
Yeah. If you're making a play.
I like Auburn.
Considering what we just said, why would you hear that and run to bet Vandy?
No. No chance.
Sam, almost like you knew what was coming. Texas A&M, minus 7 at Mizzou.
There you go. That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. This one's interesting. Opposite of what we thought. Texas Tech, minus 10.
I understand it. It makes me nervous. I thought about this last night as I bet Tech minus 10. I thought, man, I've heard nobody on BYU. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But what's done is done. It's already done. Minus 10.
It's finally starting to move. Finally. As we're getting 11s out there.
All right, Sam. We've got Oregon and Iowa in the room. I regret to inform you. Oregon minus 6.5 in the room.
Yes.
Oregon? What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So good. Get Jeff on the phone.
Yeah.
No way. No way. Oregon?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want to bet Iowa. Let's go.
I could take my pants off right now. That's how nervous I am. I won't, but I could.
Thank you. All right. Number one most bet side. This is good news for you also, Sam. Indiana. I don't know if you bet it. Indiana minus 14
didn't
and a
get
half.
There.
You didn't get there.
Wanted to. Wanted to.
Maybe you could now.
Did not
maybe
get
you could
there.
Get there now.
So I told you guys about the ChatGPT. My buddy's in first place in that pool just asking ChatGPT to make his best bets because he gets 50 points per best bet every week. Number one bet at ChatGPT, which is 9-1 this year, by the way. 9-1 on best bets. Indiana, minus 14.5.
Wow.
Guess what, Joe? We're still not going to bet Penn State because we're scared.
I don't want to. But what if
I did it?
What if we're sitting like at 16 on Saturday? Will you get there?
I wanted to bet 15.
I know.
Everybody's telling me not to do it. Everybody's saying don't do it. It's a dumb bet.
You're going to be so mad if it hits. You're going to be so mad.
I know. I texted Matoy. Here's what Matoy said about betting Penn State. He literally said, I got to scroll up real quick. I said, I like Penn State. And he said, I'm getting tired of liking them every week. So he's been betting them, and they haven't been covering. So he's out. Everybody's out on Penn State.
Yep. You're right. All right. We got the room all set. Very good. Let's figure out our contest plays, fellas. NFL plays. We throw them out. I've got the list up right now. They are, let's see, they're not giving us a 7 on Arizona. That is 6.5 Seattle as the favorite. Checking to see if there's anything different than the current numbers. Nothing else. Everything else seems to be in line. We are getting a 3. Chargers -3, by the way. Not the 2.5 that's available at a lot of books right now. Sam, throw out the first team. What do you think?
I have my Super Contest 5. And the first thing I just did was flip the Lions to the Steelers. Not kidding. After hearing Detroit's number one in the room and wise guys are on the Steelers, I moved my 5th pick to the Steelers. My favorite NFL bet, though, is Minnesota +4. In this contest, at least, +4. I bet 4.5.
So you're throwing out Minnesota?
Yep.
Okay. That's good. Since we're getting the 3... I have no problem going with Pittsburgh. State of the Chargers, top 3 offensive tackles I don't think are going to be out there. I'm fine with Pittsburgh +3. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Never the Chargers there.
2 dogs. Okay. But Herbert's great in primetime. Look at the numbers. Okay.
Hope he throws 3 picks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go Arizona. I'll stick with the Cardinals.
6.5. I really like all 3 of these. And guess what? We're going back to our roots here. Dog, dog, dog. Sam?
Should we do Tampa?
That's the only one that I really feel comfortable with throwing out there.
That's the only favorite I really looked at this week.
When a team's won 6.5... Or 6.5. When a team has won 6 in a row and they're a small dog, just looks so fishy to me, man.
They are in the room.
Yeah.
But that's
we don't have to do it. I'm doing it.
I've got them.
I've got them penciled in right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just fire it. Fire the cannons.
Okay. Okay. We've got one more play. Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Arizona, Tampa Bay. One more. Those are 4 of my favorite sides of the week. And I don't want to throw out Detroit after what we know now. And then the other one I could consider is the team that is 2nd in the room, Philly, at +2.
Do you guys just want to do Arizona? I know that
we already have
7, but
they're already in.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Oh, we do. Yeah. Oh, my bad. Okay. So Minnesota, Arizona, Pittsburgh, Tampa. Those are our 4?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Need a 5th.
Go ahead, Paul,
do you
Joe.
Have one?
Giants or Eagles?
Go ahead, Paul.
Ooh, Giants or Eagles. I say, I'm not doing Lions.
Eagles.
I'm good with Eagles.
Yeah.
I think Eagles? I know the answer. I think I know the answer.
Falcons.
Gertz, can you take your own camera in full, please? With the hat. Put the hat back on.
Bears.
All right.
Bears.
Giants.
Okay.
Giants it is.
4.5? Yeah, we're getting 4.5. Yep. That's right. Good call, Sam. Let's go Giants. 4.5. Gertz, remind us, when is the Marquette basketball game so we don't miss it? We don't miss betting it.
It is Sunday, November 9th.
During the football games?
Yeah. It starts at noon. Yeah, so right at the same time.
Wow, you're going to miss the Bears game.
What are you going to do?
And Gert said, take Marquette with everyone.
Hammer Marquette, yes.
Hammer Moon.
Hammer.
Hammer Moon.
Oh, man. There we go. All right, so we're good there. Bulls play again tonight.
Goodbye.
Sam, you said that they're dead next game tonight.
Fade to black.
I love it. That's perfect.
He didn't even want to come on. He had no interest in coming on. He was so pissed.
Yeah, I know, but he's a trooper. He's a trooper. We love Gurch. Yeah. He's our favorite. Fade to black.
There it is.
What were you asking? Fade I'm sorry. I couldn't stop laughing at the black screen.
You said the Bulls are dead in their next game. Their next game's tonight at the Bucks. 4.5.
Oh, I don't care. I won't watch it. I'm closing this laptop at 4 p.m. and I'm going to the bar.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Don't care. Will not watch anything or bet anything tonight. Do not care.
Oh, you're not watching Northwestern.
It'll be on, but I'm not sitting down watching it. I love Notre Dame, boys. I laid 26.5, and I need Iowa plus 6.5.
There you go. I'm going to rake leaves this afternoon. Sounds fun. Got to.
Yeah.
Paul just says let them freeze.
Yeah, let them freeze. You use your vacuum to sweep those up. Nice.
Yeah. It's an April issue. Yeah. It's an April exactly. issue.
Paul, you on the air tomorrow?
Yeah. Noon to 4 Eastern. Inside the betting lines with PJ Glasser, college football bets.
All right. Sam will be here Sunday morning on You Better Your Bet countdown to kick off. We'll all be back together Monday morning right here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.